I ignored her, my gaze going to Detective Dodge. Is it Dory? Is that who you found? Did something happen to her? Please! We don't know, he said gently. Warren frowned again, but then she shrugged. It will take weeks to identify the bodies, she volunteered abruptly. We don't know much of anything at this point. So it's possible. It's possible. I tried to absorb this news. It left me feeling cold and shaky. I squeezed my left hand into a fist and pressed it into my stomach. Can you look her up? I said. Run her name. You'll see if she has an address, a driver's license. The bodies are children, right? That's what the news says. So if she has a driver's license... You can be sure we'll look into it, Sergeant Warren said. I didn't like that answer. My gaze went to Detective Dodge again. I knew I was pleading, but I couldn't help myself. Why don't you give us your number, he said. We'll be in touch. Don't call me, I'll call you, I murmured. Not at all. You're welcome to contact us at any time. And if you remember anything more about the locket, Sergeant Warren prodded, I'll sell my story to the cable news. She gave me a look, but I waved it away. They wouldn't believe me any more than you do, and I can't afford to come back from the dead. I rose, grabbed my bag, then provided my home phone number when it became clear that some form of contact information was mandatory. At the last minute, standing in the door, I hesitated. Can you tell me what happened to them? To the girls? We're still waiting for that report, Sergeant Warren, sounding as official as always. But it's murder, right? 6 bodies, all in one grave. You ever been to the Boston State Mental Hospital? Detective Dodge interjected evenly. What about your father? I shook my head. All I knew about the site were the development wars I'd been hearing on the local news. If I'd ever known the lunatic asylum as a child, it didn't mean anything to me now. Sergeant Warren escorted me back downstairs. We walked in silence, the heels of our boots making sharp staccato beats that rang up the stairwell. At the bottom, she held open the heavy metal door to the lobby, extending her business card with her other hand. We'll be in touch. Sure, I said, without a trace of conviction. She looked at me sharply. And Annabelle? I shook my head immediately. Tanya. I go by Tanya Nelson. It's safer. Another raised brow. And Tanya, if you remember anything more about the locket, or the days before you left town... I had to smile again. Don't worry, I told her. I learned how to run away with the best of them. I exited the glass doors into the brisk fall air and started my journey home.